4. They drove south. Marlin started to put his sneakers on the dash, the way he could in the pickup, and then thought better of it. This interior was sweet. Half a dozen cows must have died just to come up with all the leather. The thing was, it wasn't really Dirk's car. It was more of a loaner from the FBI. Renting a house was one thing, but a car was different. Marlin thought a man should really own his car, even if it wasn't nice like this one. That way, he could always control where he was going. They were driving on Gratiot, headed down to the Wren's Inn. Marlin could see the towers, a white-gray, like the sky.
"Let's ride the people mover," Dirk said.
"Why?" Marlin asked.
"Coleman Young built the thing, so somebody's got to ride it. It's your civic duty."
They climbed the stairs, and Dirk paid the fare. When the car moved, Marlin turned to the glass. There was something like a view from the train car, elevated above the street. He looked back to the river in Windsor, forward to Greektown, Tiger Stadium to the west, and the east side, where lots were going back to pasture, and you could hear crickets on summer nights.
"Nice view, huh?"
"Man, you can see the whole world up here," Marlin said.
"That's why we're here," Dirk said. "I'm trying to lift your vision."
He took Marlin to Greektown. It wasn't really Detroit. It was like a theater for white people, but Marlin knew Dirk liked it because it was clean. White and black mixed on Monroe Street. Dirk stopped at a bakery.
"It's baklava.
Try it. It's made with honey." Marlin took a bite. It was sweet and light and sticky. Also good.